Megaphone in hand, Dr. Teresa Gatlin stands in the bed of a red pickup truck.
Hi, everybody. I am so excited that we are all out here in support of Black Lives Matter.
It's Saturday afternoon, and a diverse crowd of several hundred brave the 94-degree heat, most in face masks.
I think a lot of the things that we're seeing with people protesting the protest is because of ignorance. It's because they don't know their African-American fellow human being.
Dr. Gatlin stands in a sea of signs that read things like, "Tu lucha es mi lucha, your fight is my fight." She's the president of Village in the Valley.
It's a nonprofit organization that was formed last year to create connections amongst the African-Americans here in the Valley, and even more importantly, to broaden our reach into the other cultures so that we can learn more about each other, so we can bridge the gap between African-Americans, Mexican-Americans.
Dolores Smith helped organize the protest.
I am a Black woman, and this has always been important to me, just to show that there is solidarity for people who look like me and my family, the people who live in the community, and to erase anti-Blackness within the Valley and bring light to that conversation.
She says people shouldn't forget that anti-Blackness and racism are still alive here.
Just yesterday at the McAllen protest, we had a man chase protesters with a chainsaw while screaming racial slurs.
In a now viral video from Friday, 44-year-old Daniel Peña is seen revving a chainsaw at protesters. He tells them this is the Valley, not, quote, up there. Peña rips a sign away from a protester, then walks to his truck, pulls out a chainsaw, and turns it on them. He's now being charged with 4 counts of deadly conduct and 1 count of assault. While the scene is shocking, it's not surprising to some in the Valley.
Growing up in a Latino household, I've heard, stay out of the sun or you will get too dark. If you have kids with a light-skinned man, your babies would be so cute. These microaggressions, even meant with no malice, are intertwined with racism.
That's Ariana Quiros addressing the crowd.
It hurts my soul so much to see our Latin community using racial slurs to talk down to our Black brothers and sisters. How disgraceful it is to be a minority of this country and think that you are better than another.
Throughout the day, demonstrators chant things like, "Black and brown, stand your ground." In the late afternoon, people march for several blocks through the city. As the march winds down, some start singing and dancing. I meet Jamel Stokely and his wife, who brought their children.
It's a history moment. A history moment is need to be shared with all our kids, with all of our kids. And my kids, right now, they're not going to ever forget this moment. They're going to cherish this moment forever.
Stokely is originally from Illinois, but recently moved to the Valley.
Well, Valley, I'm speaking to you. We're going to all come together, one way or another. Because it's not just about George Floyd. It's not just about Breonna Taylor. It's not just about Black or white or brown. We all have to stick together. We all have to be a part of this situation here, because this is history. Laws is going to be changed. Demands is going to be met. So right now, stand up for the cause.
Organizers say they want to keep this Black Lives Matter momentum going and are planning online conversations digging into topics brought up today. Other advocates want to hold meeting with law enforcement and local leaders in the Rio Grande Valley. The protest, they say, is just the start. I'm Reynaldo Leaños Jr. in Edinburgh.